This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
There we go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to your Monday show.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Thank you for being here. Hope you had a good weekend. Typically Monday, we just go around the studio, catch up from the weekend, see what was going on with everybody. How was the weekend, Jess?
It was fun. Honestly, the biggest thing that we did this weekend was putting up all of our Christmas decorations.
I saw this morning.
It is like full-blown Christmas in our house. But I will say the most eventful part of my weekend honestly happened this morning. I did not realize until I was literally getting ready to walk out of the door that my car keys were in Garage Boy's car in his glove compartment. And like, I have not had to like Uber or Lyft from my new place yet. And it is kind of confusing. And so I went to like maybe go call an Uber. My apps aren't even downloaded. I would have had to like download them and re-sign up. And thank goodness that I was able to call Greg Carpenter from 101.9 and he was able to come get me on his way because we live close to each other. But that was so stressful and scary this morning because I was like,
stressful.
I really, at first, it took me a minute to even realize where my keys were.
How'd they get up in the glove box?
Because I had to grab something out of my car and then we just went to Garage Boy's car to go wherever we were going.
Yeah.
And then I just completely forgot my keys were in his glove compartment and they've been there for the last like 2 days. I
so
freaked out
because
I was like, wait, where are my keys? Yeah.
That's so stressful.
And he's in Jessup, by the way.
So like, nowhere even near.
He's
near
so
Towson
far
at all.
Away.
Literally so far away.
Oh my gosh.
That's so stressful. What a stressful way to start the Monday. This weekend, I knew it was going to be a throwaway weekend. It had to be. Like, I got my COVID shot on Friday.
Oh.
And so, like, I mean, I'm one of those people that, like, I get like 25% COVID every time that I have to like get a COVID or any kind of vaccine, you know, like you have to like get it like a tiny bit, you know?
Yeah.
So like all weekend I was just like, feeling kind of crummy, feeling kind of just like down, which is so funny about vaccines. It's like, you know that you're like, you're going to get like just a little bit of it. So that you don't have to get like a lot of it later. It's like I'm gonna sign up for it like
low key sick right now.
I'm gonna volunteer to get low key sick right now so that I don't have to get like all of it later on, which is kind of a weird trade off, but I guess I'll take it.
So that
was pretty much my weekend, which is doing that, being just like mediocre sick, just like mediocre sick, so I don't have to like be full blown like full fledged later on. Check in with us, man. What's up with you guys? Anything fun happen over the week we need to know about? Yeah, holidays. It's like full-fledged holidays for most people. Surprised that you didn't go out and get a Starbucks. I saw the Starbucks fiasco.
Oh, we're going to talk about that in a second.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
The Senate voted to move forward on a House-passed bill to fund the government last night, marking a major step toward ending the shutdown. The vote was 60-40. The deal would fund the government through January 30th, setting up another deadline early next year. This also includes full SNAP funding through the fiscal year of 2026. The Senate now moves into a limited debate before a final vote, which would only require a simple majority. If approved, the package would then head to the House before reaching the president's desk, and the Senate is scheduled to reconvene at 11 a.m. this morning. The shutdown began on October 1st and is now the longest in U.S. history.
I mean, I know it's a good step forward. I feel so bad for some of you guys, man. Like, I got a bunch of friends. I don't know about you, but I got a bunch of friends that are just like sitting out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, are some of you, some are still, I was talking to a guy yesterday who still going to work.
Yeah.
Just not getting paid.
Think about TSA.
Like just, I don't even try to think about it like selfishly because I've been having a lot of anxiety as someone that's going to be traveling for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I can't even think about this selfishly because there's so many people this is directly affecting.
Right.
So many families that like are just wondering when this is going to be over with. So I know for you guys, even just seeing a little bit of progress.
We're just hoping for clarity this morning.
I know, for sure.
Number two.
Starbucks dropped an adorable barista cold cup shaped like a little bear in a beanie with the Starbucks logo. And it sold out basically the second it hit shelves. The $30 cups instantly became a collector's item, with resellers now listing them online for over $1,000 for this little cup. Fans who missed out are now getting dupes on Amazon and Walmart for under $25, of course, without the logo. Starbucks says they actually shipped tons, but the demand was just very unexpected, with more merch being promised very soon. So the holiday cup chase is far from over.
I'm surprised. When I saw this story, I was like, this has Jess Dutra written all over it. I'm surprised you didn't freak out about this.
I mean, I saw it, but I think, honestly, I'm not going to lie. I think it's because it kind of looks like the bear that's like the honey.
The honey bear.
And like, don't get me wrong. It is extremely cute. And like, if I went to Starbucks and I saw it on the shelf and it was just there, I might have gotten it. But the craze around it, and it's $30 when honestly you could probably just empty out like your honey bear.
That's how I felt.
And wash it out and put your coffee in there. And I just feel like there's been so much drama surrounding this little barista cup that it's like kind of crazy.
Number one.
Kim Kardashian revealed her bar exam results on Instagram over the weekend, sharing, "I am not a lawyer yet. I just play a very well-dressed one on TV." After taking the California bar exam in July, Kim shared that she did not pass the bar, but she's not backing down. She said, 6 years into this law journey, I'm still all in until I pass the bar. Falling short is not failure, it's fuel. Kim has been very open about wanting to follow her late father's footsteps, continuing her work in prison reform and clemency advocacy.
I'm not even going to make fun of her, man. I know this like almost sets itself up for a punchline, right? Like, come on. We've been kind of following this journey, and I feel like every year...
I'm bummed for Kim. I thought she really had it. And she said, too, she was so, so close to passing.
I know.
I'm bummed for Kim.
I think, honestly, y'all, like, I know that she has a reputation. And, yeah, like, come on. It's Kim Kardashian. Like, you instantly have a feeling about Kim Kardashian. No matter who, if it's positive or negative. Here's the thing, though. I think that if she can get this done, which she will.
No, she totally will.
That, yeah. Like, she could actually have enough of a reputation, no matter how you feel about her, to get some things done.
And she already has.
And that's what I'm saying. She already has done things that, like, I think we've got to give her a chance to, like, actually to do this. And I think she can actually prove herself and actually make a lot of change. So I'm actually really hopeful. Like, I was sad when I saw that headline yesterday. I was like, oh, come on, Kim. Like, I'm hoping this is going to work out for you.
I commend her, though, for sharing that. Yeah. Like, at no point she was, like, tried to lie about it. So good on her.
Yeah.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix.
Cocaine is not the only thing you're going to find when you go up to Pennsylvania. No. It's way more when you're trick-or-treating. This time, you can actually find diamonds, friends. Diamonds. Man, a kind of a follow-up story to last week's PA, so cray-cray. Welcome to it. Welcome to a new week with actually a much more positive spin than last week. If you've never done a PA So Cray Cray before, let's explain what you're about to get yourself into. Jess, what is this?
So we created PA So Cray Cray as a segment dedicated to our neighbors in Pennsylvania. It's not, we don't have any sort of like beef with PA, not at all. We have just realized that kind of random, more unique, actually maybe more so unexpected stories come out of PA that just so happened to make national headlines. So we just take a moment to discuss them.
So in case you weren't here last week, let me catch you up with that story. There was a neighborhood that this family found a bag of cocaine in their kids' trick-or-treat basket. And like, obviously that set off a bunch of alarms, right? And we're like, dang, that's crazy. So I'm flipping through the news this week and I'm like, wait, what? This one would actually be a way better thing to find in your kid's trick-or-treat basket, I guess. So this woman, Maddie, it's Halloween night. She's handing out candy to her kids, to kids in the neighborhood, right? And the night's over and she's like, oh my God, where's my engagement ring?
Oh, which, no. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That's literally me. Oh, I lose my ring.
Does this sound familiar, Jessica Dutra?
Oh my goodness.
How many times have you lost your engagement ring?
I think twice. Like really, really bad. I'm going to say twice. I could say three, but that was low key. I would say the two major ones that were really, really bad.
So can you imagine though, like And she's like, wait, did I leave it in the house somewhere? No. They like scour the house. She's like, oh my God. Now keep in mind, they've been engaged since 2011. This has never happened before. So she's like, what in the world? She's never lost it before, never misplaced it. So she's like, what is going on right now? So they go into full panic mode, her and her husband. They're searching the house, search the candy bowl. They put it on Facebook. They're like, hey, what can we do? They call the police because they're like,
hang on, I'm sorry. They've been engaged for 14 years.
Well, I mean, she's been wearing her engagement ring since 2011. They're married now.
Okay.
But yeah.
I was like, hang on a second.
My guy needs to commit.
Let's just say wedding. Okay, so her wedding ring.
So they call the police and they're like, the local authorities are like, hey, check your kid's candy to see.
Oh, okay. They even offer, they sent out a notice.
They offer cash reward because they're like, hey, please check this.
Yeah.
So since they put out a news story, a family sees this story on the news and is like, wait, and finds the diamond ring in their kid's candy.
Yeah.
Like literally finds, can you imagine like finding an engagement ring?
Did they return it?
And they returned
it. Oh, thank goodness.
Now I'm going to play you a clip of them finding this ring. And it's not the clip. I probably would have skipped over this clip if it wasn't for one part of this clip that's just so iconic of what this woman says. And I think you'll figure out like, what she says, it just makes me laugh. Here's I'm talking about the story. Listen.
She saw one of the news stories and she was like, oh, I go look in my kid's bag. She's like, know that I was around 27th and Larkins that night. And she immediately went and looked in the bag and bling, bling, there it was.
Bling, bling, baby. Bling, bling. Like, aww, just bling, bling. Like, when's the last time you heard somebody say bling, bling? That's how excited she was, you know? Like,
I'm just bling, so happy bling. They found it, honestly. And that they were watching the news.
I know.
I'm sorry, but like, that was just perfect timing. Everything happens for a reason. They happen to see that on the news. I mean, come on, let's be real.
I knew this story.
What were the chances of that?
A pit in your stomach, though, because Jess Dutra is the queen of losing her.
I'm stressed.
Nobody loses their engagement ring, but I will say this is probably worse than any situation you've been in when it comes to losing your engagement ring. So hopefully, it makes you feel a little more seen this morning. So just check your kids' candy. There could be something valuable in your kids too. Still, so. Always gets weirder up there, y'all. It's called PA. So cray cray.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
Right now, though, time for that trivia game we play every single day. We call it the $1,000 minute. Somebody got a chance for $1,000, and it's caller 10. Who's this? Hi, good morning.
Good morning. This is Aaron and Shay.
Aaron and Shay, what's up, guys?
Hey, Aaron and Shay.
Hey,
how we doing? We ready to go for this today? You're number 10.
Heck yeah. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Wow. For a Monday, you guys are coming in very hot.
Yep. Yeah, we are.
Yeah, you are. All right. Well, let's go. I know you guys know how to play this game. Let's explain it to everybody else. You can play along in your car for fun as Aaron and Shay go for this $1,000 in free gas. Jessica, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Aaron and Shay, you ready to play?
Oh, we're ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What letter is between F and H on a standard keyboard?
G?
Correct. Question number two. What shape is a standard stop sign?
Octagon.
Correct. Question number three. How many states begin with the letter T?
Two?
Correct. Question number four. How many years are in half a century?
50.
Correct. Question number five. What day of the week comes 3 days before Tuesday?
Saturday.
Correct. Question number six. Who played Wednesday Addams and Wednesday on Netflix?
Jenna Ortega.
Correct. Question number seven. In the nursery rhyme, Hey Diddle Diddle, who played the fiddle?
Who played the fiddle?
Yes. Correct!
Woo.
That's it!
Aaron and Shay! You just won $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. Congratulations!
Wow!
Happy Monday!
Oh my gosh, how do you feel?
This is amazing! I'm extreme. Shay, how do you feel?
Man, honestly, with that kind of energy, coming in with this kind of energy on a Monday, you guys deserve this.
Wait, were we Googling? That was such a crazy round. Like, what was happening?
What was the strategy? Give us a strategy. You guys, I mean, you had 4 seconds left, so there wasn't much wiggle room, but you guys literally killed it. I mean, when we got to Jenna Ortega, I was like, I don't know. I mean, first five, you were fine, but then Jenna Ortega, I was like, we might lose it on this one.
My wife and I, we literally just finished watching the newest season like 3 days ago.
Perfect.
Remember the thing, couldn't remember the last name, but Google everything.
He can't even hear me, so excited.
We're so happy for you.
He's
guys.
Like, hey, diddle, the cat in the fiddle, let's go. Man, so excited for you guys. Aaron Shea, you guys have done what only a few people have been able to do. You have won the $1,000 minute. Congratulations.
Can I just add this? Somebody at my work won this a couple months ago, and now I finally get to come in today and be like, we are now equals. You are no longer superior.
Well, then you better go brag your ass off.
I almost think that's better than the gas cards, to be honest. I love that. Good for you, man.
That's it, man. So there's another winner we can chalk up for $1,000 minute. It's
Aaron
literally that
Shea.
Easy. Yeah,
that
Aaron and
awesome,
Shea have been added to the championship board of $1,000 minute. And you can too. I mean, literally, we play this game every single day. Dashing gives you a chance to win that $1,000 in free Dashing gas. These guys have been great partners with us. So please go support Dashing because they've literally, five? I mean, they've been with us since, is it day one?
I think so.
Yeah, literally day one they've been with us. So like, thank you for 5 years of support with this game and giving out, I don't even know, tens of thousands of dollars of free gas.
Yeah, top-tier performance gas, by the way, which means Dashin Fuels meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up a top-tier gas at Dashin because your engine deserves it.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
God, y'all gotta chill off these Starbucks mugs. Like, just in
cups.
General. Oh, cups. Forgive me.
The barista cup.
What's the difference?
There's a major difference.
Like, you get offended when I said that.
Well, because it's a cup. It's not a mug. It's not, though.
What's the difference between a cup and a mug?
Well, dude, literally, I'll show you.
It's literally the same thing. No. And see, this here is the problem that we're having, people. This is the problem.
This is a cup.
Yeah.
This is a mug.
Because it has a handle? Is that the difference?
But, like, do you hear? This is the mug.
Tap the other one.
This is a cup. There's a difference.
The only difference is the handle.
Both is just important. And you see this one right here, this Taylor Swift Eras Tour cup is probably just as important as the barista cup.
I'd be honest.
So it's important.
Okay. So let me correct myself. The bear cup.
Yeah.
All right. Did you hear the story, by the way? This is taking over social media because y'all got way too crazy about this last week.
I will say, though, I think typically I feel like people will get crazy over things. But I do think it wasn't necessarily Starbucks fans' fault on this one.
I'm not going to lie. Explain.
So the barista cup is this cute little cup that's shaped like a bear. It has like this little beanie on it and a Starbucks logo. They go for like $30. It immediately became a collector's item. The issue was they only were getting maybe like one or two for a store. So when people saw these online, and I remember seeing the video of it on social media, I was like, ooh, what's that? So when they said when they were going to debut, people were literally waking up at like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, getting in line. And then they would get into Starbucks and the baristas would be like, we only have like one or two of these.
Right.
So that's why now these $30 barista cups are going for over $1,000 online.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Did anybody get one, by the way. Anybody here in Baltimore actually get one of those things? Because they were so limited.
I do think they're releasing more, though. That's what they keep saying. So don't freak out.
So here's what I was thinking about, though, is like, let's be honest. That is future garbage. Like a year from now, 6 months from now, 3 months from now, no one's going to care about that stupid cup.
Because you don't know that.
Think how many hype items we've gone through in our lifetime. Let me take you back. Let me ask you this question. Where is your Hydro Flask?
My Hydro Flask?
Remember when we went through that one where people were like punching each other to get that Valentine's Day Hydro Flask at the Targets? Remember, this was like 3 years ago.
You mean Stanley?
Was it Stanley?
Yeah, what mean Stanley.
What was the thing? Was it Stanley Cups?
Everyone still has them.
No, I have no. We're not.
Literally,
no.
Everyone still has their Stanley.
Okay, let me ask you this. Where's your Hatchimal? Yeah, I can tell you where. It's in the trash can.
I don't know. I was a child.
No
where
one
is yours?
Literally, no, y'all, we get so wrapped up in these hype items.
I was a baby when I had, like, I don't know, where my mom made me throw mine away. Like, back off.
It's like, what hype item did you go so hard for? And where is it now? Maybe you still have it. Maybe you're like, listen, I went so hard for whatever that big hype item was for the year. This year, right now, in this moment, it's the Starbucks cup. And maybe I'll
Barista.
Ask you.
Bear.
It has a name.
Easter cup.
Use its proper name.
Bear Easter.
And listen, I'm going to ask you this time in a year where y'all's Bear Rista cups are. And y'all better be drinking out of those cups every morning because y'all love them so much, okay? So what item did you go hard for, Jess? Like, what?
I guess
and Jess goes so hard for things. So like,
I know. I think honestly what I can say, because it's something I will still spend money on if I find something that calls to me, are my Starbucks tumblers. This Starbucks tumbler, this has literally been shipped from Hawaii because the one I had broke. So my husband went online and found someone in Hawaii and he bought it off of them because you can only get these in Hawaii. This is
does a price tag on it?
This is
why does it take the price tag
off? You're right. I didn't know. This is $21.95.
Is that just a flex?
No, not at all. But I will say, like, I am never not looking for tumblers. And honestly, I don't think it's a bad addiction to have because this is how I drink water. It makes me feel cuter when I'm drinking water. No, I'm telling you, if I don't have a cute cup, I'm not drinking water.
That's weird.
I'm not saying that it's correct. I'm just saying that's how my life is.
It's incorrect. When we're talking about what's the hype item you went way hard for and like where is it now, the one I'm thinking of actually is the Hatchimal. When it wasn't for me, but we had to do this for a radio station promotion and we went out. Do you remember this? I was working with you in California and Hatchimal was the hot item. It was like the hot item for kids that year. And we searched every Target high and low to go find one. I stood outside of a Target for, I don't know, a couple hours beforehand. Y'all, where the hell are Hatchimals now?
I honestly
that kid
don't
that we gave
this.
That away for, that kid better still be playing with that damn thing. I guarantee you it's in a trash can somewhere, and that's the problem.
I know that a lot of people say that grief gets easier with time, but I don't think that's true. I think it's just something that you live with, and it shows up in the strangest of ways, and you just kind of have to learn how to deal with them as they come. I'm Filipino, so I call my grandmother my Apu. My Apu's dog, Toby, passed away over the weekend.
I'm sorry.
And Toby was like 15. So he had a very long life. But my papa, my grandfather, got Toby for my Apu a little bit before he died. And I think that my whole family, when we were talking through this, this loss of Toby took us by, kind of jolted us a little bit, because I don't think we realized what kind of emotional attachment we placed on him. So I have like a lot of memories of like when towards the end of my papa's life, when he was sick, like Toby sitting with him. So when my Apu told me that Toby had died, it was like this weird feeling of like, I felt like I was like losing my papa again. It was like this weird feeling that I hadn't felt in a while, where it's one thing, I think you can emotionally prepare yourself on like missing your loved one or a dear friend on their birthdays or holidays. But I did not expect, and I wasn't prepared for this feeling of losing Toby.
Yeah.
And I also think it's weird. I don't know if this will make sense, but I feel like there's people in your life that it's like, it was always my Apu and Papa. It was and. So like when you would go to their house, like when they would walk out to greet you, my Papa would be behind her. And then when he died, it was Toby behind her, like following her and stuff.
Yeah.
And so when she said that he's gone, I was just like, I kind of felt like he wasn't he was just always supposed to be there. I think it was like this weird feeling. I think all of us, even though this isn't rational, we kind of like out of comfort, you kind of come up with this reasoning of, well, he's gone, but at least Toby's here. And that's kind of like a piece of him almost. And so when Toby died, I wasn't expecting to like go through those
feelings,
emotions in a way. Yeah. It was really, it was bizarre. And I just, I don't think I was like prepared for it. I don't think any of us were prepared for
right.
it.
Grief's weird like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or like you think you're kind of, you're done, you know, like kind of feel like you're out of the woods. Then all of a sudden something like that, you know, kind of hits you.
Yeah.
I read something on Reddit one time, and I wish I had time to pull it up to, but I'm going to try to summarize this because I think it's probably the best thing about grief that I've ever read before. And maybe there's somebody that needs to hear, maybe even you, because this was probably the best thing. It was like when I was going through my divorce and like my Wiggy, my first Chihuahua, had just died. And like there was just a lot. It was like a very, very heavy grief period that never seemed like it was going to end. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how, maybe a listener had sent this to me, and I think that's maybe what it was. And it was really helpful in the time. And it was an old man had posted this on Reddit, and he was like, listen, you know, I've been through a lot of stuff in my life. And here's the one thing that I've learned about grief is that you're right. It never really ends. It's, mm-hmm. it's almost like an ocean. And at first it does, the waves come in and they come in hard and hit you like a brick, man. But over time, the waves still come in, but they just come in smaller. And then sometimes, like, a small one's going to come in, it's going to hit you. Kind of like with the dog passing away, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you didn't see it coming. You absolutely will not see it coming.
Because,
you know?
Because in my mind, he was never supposed to die. And I know that's so crazy.
I know
that's a terror. Like, that's a dumb thing to say. But, like, when she told me, I was just like, there's no way, because no. He was supposed to.
That was like the last.
He was supposed to outlive all of us.
Of course.
Like, I thought Toby was literally.
He was going to live to be 200 years old.
This dog, you guys, was literally, he weighed a pound. He got hit by a car and he survived that. Like, I just always thought that like Toby was going to be alive. And I think that was coming from a place where like I just kind of needed him to be alive a little bit because of what I connected that to. And I don't know. I just feel like if you're going through that, or if you're going through something, I feel like grief sucks and it hurts, but at least that makes us feel something, at least that you know, and you always know that the love is always going to be there.
It's true.
And maybe that'll help us make us feel a little better.
Have your kids ever asked for a banana for the holidays before? A banana. I mean, I'm sure your kids have made some wacky lists for the holidays, but a banana is on this year's triplet holiday list, Jess. A banana. Not a bunch of bananas, but just literally a singular banana is what they're asking for.
To eat?
I don't know what they want to do with it, but that's what they're asking for the holidays this year. My sister sent me over their holiday. In case you don't know, I have triplet niece and nephews. And they are now the age, I guess, where they can actually make their own list. But here's where this gets a little complicated, is because I actually have two lists that I received this year.
Mm-hmm.
One that the triplets made themselves.
Okay, that's fun.
And then one that my sister made, which is
stuff
a little
that they like actually need. Yeah, like a legitimate thing.
Well,
and I think that's fair. Like, you can get a banana for 49 cents.
So here's what you need to know about my sister's side of the family. They are, what's the word for them, Jess? They live in a different world than we do. They're a little more well off. they live in a little more wealth than we do. So I'm going to read you the triplets' expectation list,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm going to read you their mother's expectation list.
Okay.
And I need you to tell me which list am I supposed to actually buy from this holiday season, okay?
Uh-huh.
So this is what the triplets have asked for. You ready? A banana. Not bananas, but literally just
but
one.
Did each of them get their list?
I'm not sure how this came. This is just what they asked for.
Yeah, because
so
what if Rollins wants the banana, but not Jack?
I'm not sure.
You don't want to assume.
A banana.
What if Jack doesn't even like bananas?
They asked for my TV remote. My TV remote. So
that's actually awesome.
I'm not sure why they want my TV remote, but not a remote, but my TV remote.
Yes.
A dog. They would like a dog. A whole dog, not
oh my
any,
gosh.
It just says dog. So
wait,
I'm not sure.
Do they have a dog? Right
they do.
Now?
Yeah, they do. So they like another dog apparently.
Okay.
Also a chair. They would like a chair.
Okay.
They didn't say what type of chair. They would just like a chair. And then at the bottom, it just says more. So like, I'm not sure what that really specifies, but like that's.
Are they going to be two in December?
They'll be two December 19th.
Wait,
okay.
That's so cute.
So that's my
awesome.
2 year old triplet niece and nephew's holiday list. Now, this is what my sister has, proposed as a holiday list, just to give you an idea of where her head's at. I don't even know what half this stuff is, y'all. So let's just go along. A Montessori indoor climbing gym.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay.
That's kind of awesome.
A nugget couch. I did look that one up because I was like, maybe that's cheap. Y'all, these things are like $300 and they're made from foam. $300. Okay.
Okay.
There is this wooden train set on this thing, y'all. And don't get me wrong, I love it because it's made from ethical forest. So that's great, from Scandinavia, which is cool. But like, y'all, it's literally, it's $250.
I'm so far voting for the indoor gym. You said Montessori indoor jungle gym?
Yeah. Montessori indoor climbing.
Oh, wait. Indoor climbing.
Yeah. Climbing gym. Montessori indoor climbing gym. I did not look that one up because it sounded very expensive. There's a sensory table on here, which is literally a table with a bowl. And I'm like, what the hell is this thing? And then there's this handcrafted wooden dollhouse that she attached as well on here. And I'm like, okay, would it be okay if I just literally sent them three bananas?
Nope.
Because
as their godfather, no. I am voting
like
indoor climing gym.
If the kids,
this is how you gotta rationalize it to yourself. Okay. Spending a little money on the triplets.
The kids ask for my remote. If I send them my remote and a banana, like,
no.
This is what the kids, they're,
no,
they'll,
no,
they'll
no,
be
no,
two.
No,
they'll
no.
barely be two by the holidays.
Okay. Yes, but this indoor climbing gym though, not gonna lie.
How much is it? What's the price tag on it?
Looks awesome. But here's the thing. There's this one on Wayfair, $100. But
it's
then at Walmart, $89. But then I'm not going to lie to you, there's one at Home Depot, $275.
That's probably the
one
she wants.
There's like a range of, and I feel like you could find a happy medium.
But if
with
the kids
this.
Are asking for,
but think about it this
they,
way,
like
think
they'd
about
be
it this
just
way.
As happy with the remote.
Let's think about it. If you throw down some money on this indoor climbing gym for your triplets, it's like you don't see them the whole year. So just think about, what if you actually lived with them and were like doing activities with them and paying for stuff?
Oh.
So you kind of don't have to.
You're saying this is like basically all year's payments added into one.
So I kind of think that you should throw down. I kind of think you should throw down.
But they don't know the difference. They want a banana.
Gift.
They literally want a banana.
No, I'm telling you right now, there are memories that I have as a child where like one of my uncles got me a bike. And I've never forgotten it.
But
and
not
I'm telling you, we have a close relationship.
But not at
so
two.
So I think.
But not at two.
I'm just saying.
Seven, maybe.
I think if you go in and you go hard for this Christmas gift and they know it's from you and you are going to love being the one holding this box and like bringing it to them or building it and like having them walk in and seeing their reaction, I'm telling you, it is
crazy.
Worth
just
it.
Just crazy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is big news affecting a bunch of you guys, so I feel like we got to kind of break it down and talk about it really quick. I guess there was actually overnight, kind of later last night, there was kind of some breaking news in this government shutdown situation. So we want to make sure you're caught up, because I know like if it's not affecting you directly, it's affecting some of your friends. I mean, and no matter what, it's absolutely affecting you directly in some way. So Jess, what's the latest?
The Senate voted to move forward on a House pass to bill to fund the government last night, marking a major step toward ending the shutdown. The vote was 60 to 40. The deal would fund the government through January 30th, meaning we have another deadline for early next year. It also includes full SNAP funding through the fiscal year of 2026. This agreement also includes a reversal of the mass firings of federal workers by the Trump administration since the shutdown began on October 1st, and would also ensure that federal workers receive back pay. The Senate is scheduled to reconvene at 11 a.m. today.
So it's like a positive step forward. I know it's a, how about this? It's a positive, complicated step forward, right? Like, Obviously, it doesn't solve all the issues. It doesn't really solve any of the big issues at hand. But it at least, to me, here's what the way I'm looking at this, is we've got a lot of neighbors here in Maryland that are out of work right now. And I know that, like, we're arguing about a lot of big issues that are going to take some time to sort out. But, like, man, I know that if it's, if it is you directly, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that, like, some of you guys are either having to go to work and work without a paycheck right now, or you're just sitting out. Like, you've been sitting out for the last 40 days being like, I don't know when I'm going to be able to, like, go back to work.
And all this happening during the holidays, too.
I know it's been super complicated. So I'm thinking about those people first in this situation. And so for that, it's at least a really positive step forward. Obviously, it's not done yet, but I just thought we'd at least stop the show down and just kind of catch you up. But that's where it is, because I know it's really affecting all of us. Yeah, she says, I'm going to skip my sister's wedding. She thinks her reason is justified. But is it? We're going to have to do Judge Jess now, okay?
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
Yeah, welcome everybody. If you've not done a Judge Jess with us before, I think we have to legally tell you that Jess has not been sanctioned by the state of Maryland to actually decide anything legal.
So. I'm not a judge. I do think that sometimes when you're going through a disagreement with someone in your life, that it kind of helps to get an opinion of someone that's completely on the outside of it. Right. And I don't mind being that person for you.
So that's why we came up with this segment. We just say, hey, listen, you can't figure it out between you and somebody else. Call the voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us what's going on. And then Jess will determine who's right and who's wrong. And that's why we call this Judge Jess.
Hi, I'm Amanda from Pasadena, and I've got a question for Judge Jess. My sister is getting married again. The problem is she picked Labor Day weekend for her wedding. So that's the weekend. It just happens to be my 40th birthday. And she knew, like, she was at dinner when I told everyone to save that weekend because I'm planning a big trip to Napa. But Hannah says she picked Labor Day because it's just easier for everybody else being off work. For me, though, like, this is her second wedding. I already gave her time, money, and, like, I bought the dress for her first wedding already. So when I told her I might not make it, she, like, totally flipped out. She said, if I don't come, I'm going to destroy our relationship. And I just feel like she's trying to manipulate me to change my birthday. I can't change that day. Like, that was literally the day I was born. I don't want to cancel my once-in-a-lifetime trip for her second chance at love. So she says, I'm making this wedding all about me, but what? I think she just doesn't like that. Maybe somebody else might need the spotlight for once. So, Judge Jess, I just need you to solve who is right, who is wrong. Thank you so much.
I think this is way bigger than the wedding and the birthday. I actually don't even know if that's what we're actually talking about right now.
God, this is complex, y'all. All right, so let's kind of break this down. So basically, Amanda's saying, listen, my birthday's my birthday, y'all. It falls around Labor Day. My 40th birthday is coming up for next year. And, like, I told my family I'm going to Napa. Now, her sister just got engaged and said, guess what? I'm planning my second, now keep in mind, second wedding the same weekend that I already knew your 40th birthday was going to be.
Yeah.
And I expect you to be there.
Yeah.
So is Amanda now supposed to show up for that?
I feel like just based on deposits alone, because this trip was already planned.
We don't know. I mean, I wouldn't think you'd have anything paid for this far out. I mean, we're talking literally 10 months away from now. I wouldn't pay for a trip 10 months out.
I just feel like with the way that she was talking about it, she's kind of sounding like stuff has already been, like, put into place.
That's not what I took from it.
Okay. Well, that's what I did. I just feel like with the passion that she was speaking about, I would assume that things are already set in stone and maybe, like, money is involved.
Play both ways.
So option one, let's say money's already been put down. Like, she mentioned Napa. Maybe she wanted to go to a place that you really do have to put in a reservation. So let's assume all of that is set in stone. I would say it might be a little unfair because that was already put into place before her sister got engaged and this wedding came about. And I just feel like because of the tension that's there, it's giving like you really don't want to be there at your sister's wedding.
Mm.
So, I mean, if it's not that serious to you guys and your relationship isn't that serious to you guys, then, like, I don't want someone at my wedding that really doesn't want to be there. That's just there for the pick. Like, just saying. Now, let's play the other option. nothing is set in place. All we're doing is we've secured the date.
Right. It is her 40th birthday.
Yeah.
Right.
I get that it's your 40th birthday. You know, I understand that birthdays are important, but I do think that if nothing and no money is put down, and you do want to be there. I mean, I don't think that just because it's your second marriage doesn't mean it's not important. Like, what if this is her person? And I don't think that you should be looked down upon just because this is your second wedding. I don't think that's fair. But I also don't think it's out of pocket just to be like, hey, it's your birthday month. You can like celebrate it another time. But if money's already put down and your sister knew all these plans are already in motion and then she's like, oh, by the way, I'm actually having my wedding this weekend, I'd kind of be like, I'll be at the Bachelorette.
I'm gonna hit your gavel. It's not my courtroom.
I just feel like
that's wild, though.
I don't know if you guys like each other, TBH. Like,
I would
protect
be,
your peace, I guess.
I'm not going to your second wedding over my 40th birthday. You know when my birthday is. I've already told you I've got plans that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so incredibly rude for you to think that, like, I'm gonna change my birthday plans to be at your second wedding.
Even if, like, you didn't have any money down?
Don't care. And if I've already told you I've got a trip in my mind that I've been wanting to do for years, no. No, no, no. That's crazy. But it actually begs a good question. Did you miss one of your family members' wedding? Because I feel like it takes a lot to actually miss somebody's wedding. Or did one of your family members miss your wedding? Wait, is it Alexis or Alexa? I forget. Sorry.
Allie.
Allie. Oh, my God. I wrote down, A, and then I stopped writing.
She was like, what? Not me.
Allie.
Wait, so, Allie, well, what's your situation?
Well, Allie's just kind of complicated because she had three family members all say no. So, it's like,
Allie.
Explain the situation, though, Allie, because they all kind of fell into each other.
Yeah. So, it was a June 2021 wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the, you know, kind of fallout of everything from COVID. So, it's my husband's three step-siblings, or half-siblings, I should say. And they all didn't come for different reasons, but then kind of started to like blame it on each other almost.
Well, let's go one at a time. And we'll go, do we feel like each one of these was a valid enough excuse? So what was the first one?
Well, the first one was what I think to be the most valid is that she was on baby watch having a baby.
Oh, totally, you know, fair. I think pregnancy goes without saying.
Yes. Okay. When was she due?
She was due, like, I want to say 2 or 3 weeks after the wedding, but she had a history of, like, her first child was early. So.
Absolutely.
Fair. Totally
fair.
Good reason to say can't come to your wedding. If it's family member, totally fair.
So half-sibling number two.
Half-sibling number two has, like, an autoimmune thing, and so she just didn't want to risk coming around everybody and everything.
Okay. This is during COVID times.
During COVID times. Do we feel like
I
that?
I will say during that time, I think that was fair because
it was
tricky. None of us knew what was going on.
Think about during 21, y'all. Yeah. Like, I feel like we had to be really understanding of situations like that.
But wait, Allie, how did that hit you? Were you understanding of that?
I was definitely understanding of that one.
Okay.
It was the third sibling who.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. The tone changed with the third one. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. The third one just decided to, like, not come. And I don't know, like, the parents came, like, my husband's, like,
wait,
dad.
Why? Why? What is half-sibling number three's reasoning?
Yeah.
Why?
So we never got a full reason. But
well, what's the best educated
so
guess?
So they're clearly a hater.
Yeah.
So we did find out that, you know, they didn't want to test because they didn't want to know if they had COVID. And then... Yeah, and so they kept saying, well, none of the others are going. I hate to say this, I do still hold a little bit of a grudge because I'm like...
No, it's okay, yeah, no, you're fine.
I feel like a wedding is a very big, like, welcome to the family, and they didn't have really any real reason other than, like, we don't want to come.
Yeah, no, literally. Number three, just take a flippin' test. I'm sorry, but what? Just because you don't want to stick it up your nose? Like, please, be for real.
Thank you, Allie. Jess, who's up?
This is Brian in Baltimore on one.
Brian, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
We're good. You tell us. I mean, did you miss a family member's wedding or vice versa?
Actually, there were some people who didn't get invited to mine.
Oh.
Only because we just didn't have the space. And there were just people who I was closer to that I wanted there.
That's fair. And I'll stand 10 toes down behind you on
that's
that
always
one.
A tricky
that's
situation.
Always fair.
It's always kind of hard when you've got to, like, make a guest list cut, man.
Now,
no.
I agree with Prosecutor Kramer.
Prosecutor,
I was going to say we're up against commercials, but
okay,
go ahead. We got plenty of time. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
All right. So I don't really care about the marriage itself. I agree. It's the second one.
Yeah.
You're my sister, so you've known my birthday all your life.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
it doesn't change. You had 40 years to prep for this. What are you talking
right.
about?
So So if you decide after I tell everybody I'm taking a trip to Napa,
yeah,
and then after that you decide you want to have your wedding on my birthday,
yeah,
I'm going to Napa.
I'm going to Napa.
Congratulations.
Like, I'm going
and I'll send
to,
you, I'll send you a bottle of wine from Napa.
I'm not even going to do that. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I'll see you when I get back. We can celebrate it another time. It's just a silly, silly, silly situation, yeah, for sure. Wait, Alexis, what was yours?
So I missed my uncle's wedding because he did it on my 21st birthday.
Okay,
oh,
okay, this is
so
good.
So this is basically you.
This is good. Okay, so yeah, this is a very, very similar situation. So he literally, your uncle, wait, you missed your uncle's wedding because it was on your 21st birthday. Now walk us through that, yeah, whole scenario.
And wait, is this your mom's brother or your dad's brother?
It's my mom's brother.
Okay.
And my two cousins are the same age as me, and his daughter is like 15 days apart from me. So we decided to like do a Nashville trip for my birthday. And this is his third wedding.
Oh, third. I mean, I'm even less impressed at this point. No one cares about your third. Don't invite me to your third wedding. I'm not coming. I'm barely coming to your second one. I might have free.
That's fair. I don't think that's fair. Don't shame people for trying.
I'm not. You don't get a third chance for me. I'm sorry.
I don't know. But go on. Go on, Alexis.
That's how I felt. And he had cheated on his current wife with the lady he was now getting married.
Oh, my God.
Right. Well, I think now that we're given context. Okay. Yeah. I feel that.
I was like, I can't take you seriously. And we already like booked a lot, like the Airbnb for Nashville. Like my deposit was already down.
Now, wait, so this is like, you and his kid, correct? So like you and your, yeah, cousin already put money into this for y'all's birthday.
Yes. My and so we're like, God, we're not moving our trip. Just change your wedding date. And
wait,
like, no,
so wait, hang on.
Trip.
His own kid was like, I'm not going
to
your
wedding,
Dad.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And very complex family situation here, but go ahead. Yes.
Yes. So she attended his wedding. And she still just like paid her deposit, but I didn't go. And
no,
my friends and I still went to Nashville.
Okay.
Wait, no, she missed out on her 21st birthday trip, but oh no.
Well, tell us how, was there a fallout for that or no? Did everybody understand?
There was a fallout. He didn't talk to me. So my birthday's in July. So he didn't talk to me until Thanksgiving.
Oh my God. Okay. Let's break this down. Jess, I'll have you rule on this because now we're even more complex.
No,
okay?
I also think that's really petty. I'm sorry. And maybe this is, and honestly, I know my answer right now is coming from a personal place because I've been in a situation where like my uncle is like being like crappy with me where it's like, I'm sorry, but like you're my uncle. Like
that's
you're supposed to be more mature in the situation.
Well,
and the fact that like he iced you out for months because you didn't go to his third wedding with his mistress and you wanted
exactly
to go to Nashville with your cousin is like, honestly, I think he's totally in the wrong for that.
It's like a whole.
Yeah, and my point of view is you only turn 21
once.
Like you've gotten married 3 times.
Well, and that. Is that's not the first time you said that either.
No.
That rolled right off
no.
your tongue. That rolled right off your tongue.
Wait, hang on. Woo. But your cousin.
Bro,
okay.
That rolled, Alexis, that rolled right off your tongue.
Can you, okay, hang on. But
oh my God, somebody
cousin,
write that down.
Can you please tell me how your cousin got bullied into going to that wedding though? Because that trip was for the both of you.
So he's a very petty person, and he's like the whole like not talking to me. He's done it to like both of my cousins before. So she was like, I just don't feel like dealing with his drama. I'm just gonna go.
No,
man.
I was like, you're better than me. I felt really bad, and I kept telling her, I was like, just come, like just come.
But Jess,
just
I feel like you're talking out of both sides of your mouth here. How is it okay that Alexis didn't go, but literally Amanda's in the exact same situation?
No, because so first of all, let's remember the facts.
We don't know.
When I mentioned about Amanda like changing the date, I don't think it's a big deal, and I mean this just in general. I feel like if you don't have any money down, and again, if this is an event that you want to go to, I'm putting myself in the situation. Like, let's say I already had something planned, like I wanted to do this, but it's like it's a function for like my sister. I like my sister, so I want to go to my sister's thing.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I do think this is deeper. I think Amanda has some deeper rooted issues with her sister. Like if she didn't have any like money involved and like deposits and all that kind of stuff, personally, I do not think it's a big deal to move it. However, in Alexis's situation, and assuming, let's say, Amanda has put money into it, I would say carry out the birthday stuff because you've already put money down and you had the weekend first. That's where I'm coming from.
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah.
Wow.
But also,
I definitely would have attended if I didn't have a deposit.
Oh, you would have? Wait, even though it's your 21st birthday, you still would have gone to your uncle's wedding?
Because I could have just, like, if I didn't have money down, I could have moved the date to, like,
That's what I'm saying.
Alexis, I agree with you because it's like, if there's no money involved, if I haven't, like, put anything in stone, I honestly don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, I feel like you don't have to celebrate your birthday on your actual birthday just because I feel like as you get older. Yes, as you get older, that's life. Like, that's not always going to work out. I haven't celebrated my birthday on my actual birthday for, like, years.
I guarantee you, for your 40th, you will. I guarantee your 21st, you did.
Listen,
like,
to me.
It's like, big, these milestones are important.
No, but it doesn't. Here, hang on, I have to cough.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm eating an omelet. So, my whole thing about that, though, is I feel like that's wrong. Like, it just, like, let's say I want to celebrate my birthday, and if a weekend works better for, like, my other friends that I want in attendance, I'm not going to, like, risk, like, ruining friendships and being like, no, I have to celebrate my birthday on May 22nd and you guys don't care about
me. I will. I'll burn out
like,
a whole,
no, I'm not
I'll
gonna do that.
A whole damn
but Alexis's uncle is crap. Like, let's just be real. Like, your uncle sucks.
There goes Alexis.
Yeah,
how about
he does.
That? Yeah.
He does.
He sucks. I mean, we all love our pet, but would you be willing to break into your ex's house to go get them? Like, y'all, this is wild. This is wild last weekend. We don't know how this turned out. We're going to find out with you right now. If that sounds crazy, you clearly were not here last week for Talk Me Out of It. We're doing what we call a Talk Me Out of It update. This is where we check in with people from last week that called in the show and said, listen, I know this idea sounds crazy, but hear me out and tell me if I should go for this or if I should be talked out of this. Where were we with Anonymous last week, Jess?
Anonymous was considering breaking into her ex's house to steal back her dog. So they were together for 4 years, broke up about 6 weeks ago, I believe. And it was her idea to split up just because she just felt like they were growing apart and she was outgrowing the relationship. And they got the dog together. However, she did share with us that she had paid for everything when it came to the dog. And in the moment, she just felt like it was the right thing to do and nice thing to do to let him keep the dog. But after they've been apart, she realized that she really wants the dog back. And so she was considering using the key that she still has to go basically take the dog back when he was gone.
So did she do it? Did she not? Let's get her on. Hi, Anonymous. You're back on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Hi.
So, hi. Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, so I did it.
You did it.
I guess how did you get away with it?
That's my biggest question.
He was at a birthday party and I went over to the house. Remember, I still had a key, so I didn't break anything. So I went into the house.
Yeah.
I called her name and she came running right to me. She had no hesitation. So,
and you haven't seen her obviously since the breakup, so I'm sure that was like a really sweet moment.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh, I miss her so much.
Yeah.
She's wagging her tail. Yeah. She's kissing me. So I put her in the car and I brought her back to my parents' house.
Mm-hmm. And when he realized his dog was not home when he got back from the birthday party, how did that interaction go? Did he reach out to you?
So I didn't want him to worry. I texted him while he was at his friend's party saying she'd gotten out because his back door, if you don't pull it tight enough, it won't stick and it won't lock. And she's gotten out that way before. So I basically told him, hey, she got out and she came over to my parents' house. My parents' house is only a mile away. And I was like, you know, maybe she missed me. And
then she came to come and find me?
Did he say? Did he buy that?
He did. He believed it.
Oh, my God.
He was like, oh, wow. Maybe it's a sign that she should be with you.
He let you wait. He let you keep her because she ran away to you, quote unquote?
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And so you get to have her now?
Yep. She's mine.
Shut up.
Hey, listen, if it was that easy for him to give her up, then I think he doesn't want her in the first place. That's kind of crazy.
What is that situation about?
It's almost like, ew, were you even taking care of her in the first place? What, apparently not. He's letting strange women hold her on social media.
Okay, there's something really weird about this situation, right? Like, the door story, maybe. If there's some issue with the door and he believes it, but like...
You know, actually, it could have been maybe in the moment when you thought you were doing the right thing by letting him keep the dog. Maybe at first it was helpful, but then after the fact and like the healing process, maybe it was hard for him to have her.
Maybe.
So I think when this situation happened, he probably was like, it's easier for me to let go and move on if you do have the dog. So I could kind of see him being like, all right, then you take her.
Maybe he was looking for a way out and this was like the way out.
And he wouldn't have reached out to you because you said that you guys haven't spoken since the breakup, right?
No.
Okay.
No, we haven't.
Well, congratulations. I mean, I still think, I don't think we should tell anyone to break into
anyone's
home.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like this is like, it's such a terrible story. But
did you at least leave the key on the counter? Did you keep it?
Or are you going to steal more stuff? At this point, I say go rob him blind, because why not?
No, I don't want to go back there. Yeah. Honestly, I feel like maybe he was just trying to make me jealous and using the dog to like make me jealous with the new girl and stuff. Like, I thought about that over the weekend, and it kind of just really solidified my decision, because it's like, it feels so right.
You felt good? Like, even being back in the house, how'd you feel?
I mean, it was weird, of course. Yeah. We shared that house together for a long time.
Right.
Well, I'm happy for you. I feel like that was kind of a crazy situation, but I do think it happened for a reason, because he clearly was okay with you having her.
Yeah,
maybe it all worked out okay. Well, listen, I feel like as responsible broadcasters, we have to recommend you don't break into your ex's house for any reason, but legally you may have had the okay on this one, so we appreciate you calling back and checking back in with the story.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at kramerandjess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.